18th of May, 1817. London, England. By God, at long last Pierce had the poltroon. Idly grazing his thumb along the lower edges of his playing cards, he raised his gaze to meet Bertrand Normand, the 12th Baron Fairfax's triumphant stare. Mindful to keep his expression bored, Pierce brushed an indifferent glance over the former soldier. His regard lingered for a fraction on the crescent-shaped scar marring Fairfax's right hand, before he directed his attention once more to his opponent's flushed face.
"Well, Wainthorpe," Fairfax wheezed, "ready to concede defeat?"
The other players, James, the amiable Earl of Pembroke, and Alistair, Earl of Benton, exchanged a swift glance. Did they sense this was more than a simple game of loo? The perspiration beading the Baron's forehead, as well as the repeated darting of his tongue to moisten the corners of his mouth, exposed the older man's excitement. From the cunning glint in his bloodshot blue eyes, he thought sure he had won this hand. Newly titled, in debt up to his sly brows, his estates mortgaged to their cornices and corbels, and possessed of an insatiable thirst for spirits, Fairfax needed to win. Was bloody desperate too, actually. Pierce, on the other hand, was not. Already an earl, and the successor to a duchy, he had also inherited a substantial sum from his East Indian Munda mother, which made him rich, and, more importantly, powerful. And hell-bent on retribution, because of the actions of the man sitting opposite him. Three pairs of gazes, too congenial if somewhat glassy from indulging in the expensive cognac Lady Lockhart provided, peered at Pierce expectantly across the table. Teeming with cocky self-confidence, Fairfax believed he had Pierce by the bollocks. Exactly what Pierce had manipulated him into thinking. So easy to do, too. A frustrated frown here, a hefty sigh there, nervously playing his fingertips atop the table, even an occasional grimace or biting the corner of his mouth. Each a sham, all with one purpose, to lure Fairfax into a snare he couldn't escape from. Pierce's blood hummed through his veins in anticipation, a satisfying mantra of long-awaited vindication. He expected to feel more elation, more exhilaration. After all, he'd waited 2 decades for this moment. True, for a man accustomed to doing what he wanted, who enjoyed thumbing his nose at the Houghton structures, and whose position and influence made most things possible with an idle flick of his finger, excitement was a rare commodity. That must be it. He had been bored, restless, discontent for so long, nothing much stirred him anymore. He needed a challenge, something invigorating, outrageous, scandalous even, anything to shake him from this unfeeling stupor. An urgent whisper, the voice melodic yet heavy with censure and distress, interrupted this tense silence. A tall, lithe woman had manoeuvred her way to stand beside the Baron.
"Halt this idiocy at once. I insist you come away now."
Awareness prickled across Pierce's shoulders and down his backbone. Who the devil was she?
"Cease your endless harping, girl," Fairfax snapped, his florid face flaming darker.
His vehement headshake sent his mutton-chop-adorned jowls to jiggling. Harrumphing his annoyance again, he yanked on his ear while cutting her a rancorous look.
"Or shall I send you packing back to Elmswood Park tonight?"
"Horse feathers and hen's teeth, cousin."
Her cute nose scrunching the tiniest bit, she shook her fan at him much the same as a cat twitches its tail when piqued.
"We both know you'll do no such thing.